Beyond Content, The Media Company as Community Platform, by Tej Narurkar, SVP Global Head Education Technology, First Source. In 2024, nearly 60% of Google searches ended without a single click to another website. Users got their answer directly from search results and moved on. For media companies built on traffic, on eyeballs, on converting visitors to subscribers, that number should feel like a warning. But here's what most publishers miss. This disruption isn't just a threat. It's the clearest signal yet that the future belongs to publishers who understand they're not really in the content business anymore. They're in the community business. The math of the old model is brutal. When people hit a paywall, just 1% actually pay. 53% go find the same information elsewhere for free. Even for publishers with millions of monthly visitors, conversion rates hover between 0.5% and 2% at best. Optimizing for featured snippets or fighting legal battles against AI companies are both the wrong response. They miss the point entirely. During a recent roundtable with media executives, someone asked what initially seemed like an offhand question: how do we replicate the financial success of Taylor Swift? Everyone chuckled. But that question contains the entire playbook for media's future. Swift didn't become a billionaire by making great songs. She became a billionaire by understanding that her real product isn't music, it's community. The Eras Tour generated close to $5 billion in consumer spending in the US alone. The average secondary market ticket price for her final US show was $1,273, more than double her first show. That's not inflation. That's cultural staying power built through belonging. The smartest publishers are already figuring this out. The Atlantic held its first New York festival in 2025, drawing nearly 2,000 in-person attendees and over 10,000 virtual participants. Festival revenue grew 36% year over year. Live events now comprise 25% of their business. The Wall Street Journal built thriving communities through its CEO Council, CMO Network, and CFO Network, spaces where journalism facilitates real business relationships. Physical experiences create value that can't be digitized, scraped, or replicated by AI. The membership model is part of this shift too. Traditional subscriptions treat readers like customers buying a product. Membership models flip the equation. Instead of selling access to content, you're selling belonging to a community. The Guardian converted 146,000 subscribers from an email course into an always-on newsletter community. Axios launched a paid membership tier at $1,000 annually, not because their content is worth that, but because access to their community of communications professionals is. Editorial courage matters here too. Publications that maintain rigorous investigative standards, that demonstrate they'll pursue truth regardless of pressure, find their communities rally around them. People pay for journalism they trust, and trust is built when publishers prove they won't compromise on principles. That backbone becomes a community rallying point. The urgency is real. Social referral traffic is declining. Third-party cookies are being deprecated. Generative AI is reshaping search. The window for building direct relationships with audiences is closing. Younger audiences skip articles entirely and head straight to comment sections to gauge the conversation. For them, community isn't a feature, it's the primary draw. Publishers who keep treating their audience as passive consumers will find themselves competing with AI that delivers information faster, cheaper, and more comprehensively than human journalists can. Publishers who build genuine communities around shared interests create something AI cannot replicate: belonging. The average Eras Tour attendee spent around $1,300 on travel, hotels, food, and merchandise. That's the power of community. People invest heavily for genuine belonging and shared experiences with people who understand them. The future belongs to publishers who understand they're not in the information business, they're in the community business. The information is just the excuse people use to join.